News of a big shopping spree now. Chinese companies are set to break records for investment deals in the U.S. They've been snapping up everything from entertainment companies to methanol plants. Along the way, they've created tens of thousands of jobs for Americans. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
24 hours a day, every day, plastic drinking straws shoot from this hopper into individual wrappers. That's a lot of straws.
It would be a few hundred million. We have already made enough straws to go around the world 1.5 times.
That's Gilbert Lee. He runs Fuling Plastic here in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's one of China's largest manufacturers of plastic cutlery, cups, and yes, straws. Its biggest customers are fast food chains in the U.S.
Those two machines make Burger King straws. This is Wendy's. Wendy's straws, they have one wrap stripe.
Fuling Plastic has been supplying American customers for about 8 years, manufacturing the products in China and shipping them to the U.S. Then a year ago, Fuling opened an operation in Allentown, transforming an empty 80,000-square-foot warehouse into a factory for its plastic straws. Lee, a U.S. citizen born in Hong Kong, says it was a strategic business decision to save shipping time and money.
First of all, a lot of our customers, they really like the fact that our products are made in the U.S. And then we will be able to cut over a month of delivery time because it has to ship by ocean freight.
Fuling Plastic employs 43 people, all but a few are locals. A new factory is important in a place like Allentown. For decades, it was an area dominated by heavy manufacturing. In the 90s, large corporations moved elsewhere and jobs dried up. Don Cunningham, the president of the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, says his group lobbied hard to get Fuling Plastic into the area in the hopes that other Chinese companies will follow.
My belief was that once one comes and breaks the ice, so to speak, there's a comfortability that others will tend to look at the same area.
Fuling Plastic may be the first Chinese company in Pennsylvania, but it represents a fast-moving trend playing out across the U.S. Some acquisitions have been very large, like the nearly $2 billion purchase of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel by a Chinese insurance company. This year, direct Chinese investment in the U.S. is projected to hit a record $30 billion. That's double last year's record.
We're now looking at 90,000 Americans that are directly employed by Chinese organizations in the United States.
That's Steve Orlins, president of the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations, which co-authored a report studying the surge of direct Chinese investments. He says Chinese companies have been scooping up all types of businesses over the past few years.
We've seen billions of dollars invested in entertainment, automotive parts, semiconductors.
And the list goes on. Nicholas Lardy with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says Chinese investment is dwarfed by that of other countries like Japan and the UK, but it will continue to grow. Lardy says in the past, it was mostly state-run companies that invested outside of China. Now, thanks to economic reforms by Beijing, it's mostly private companies on a buying spree.
Some of them are expanding because of opportunities. Some of them are expanding because of low prices. But the underlying factor, I think, is liberalization, that private companies have better access now to borrow money to make the acquisitions.
Back at the Fuling Plastic factory, Gilbert Lee says the company is gaining new customers now that it's established a U.S. base.
Now they want to do business with us. So the future is looking very positive.
Lee says the company is due to expand over the next year, doubling its workforce. Jackie Northam, NPR News.